Let's move then into the progress reports from the various task forces. First one on the list is, in fact, the Hong Kong Island, and if you agree, I'll take that. Just working through the report, item 2.2a, I mentioned that already under matters arising, the design of Leung Wah Road. It's an outstanding issue and something that the task force will continue to follow up. We also at the meeting looked, as you see under 2B, at a major development scheme on Java Road, North Point. It's a very confined site, restricted site, to be fair to the proponents, and they've certainly made a serious effort to try and mitigate the visual impact and also try and respond to harbour planning principles. As you see from the note, we felt that there was still more improvement, if you like, that could be achieved, and those messages were conveyed to the proponent, and we hope that we may well see an improved scheme from them in the foreseeable future. There was, as you see from the remarks, there's work to do both on visual intrusion and also on the transport interface. And as you see from here, our comments were also referred to the Town Planning Board on the 4th of March. We also at the meeting had a lengthy discussion about the proposal to amend the outline zoning plan so far as the PLA docking area is concerned, to clarify the position now that the details of the facility are clearly known. Again, there were diverse views from members on height restrictions and design. And those have obviously been conveyed to the Town Planning Board in some detail. I think the real concern, and I think this is the issue, if you like, is the extent to which there's going to be public access. We understand and we understood that there is an undertaking to open the military dock to the public when it's not in military use, and the word undertaking was actually specifically mentioned in our briefing. So if that is the case, then I think to some extent we were prepared prepared to allow matters to proceed. But obviously, from what you've seen in the press and from the other comments that I've seen via media and elsewhere, the public does remain concerned about access to this facility. Paul, I mean, anything you'd like to add from the administration's point of view? I mean, sorry, just one point. I mean, I did make the point that essentially we were recognising what was history in effect, and therefore this isn't really a subject for debate, but obviously we'd like to ensure that there's as much public access as possible.
As members know, this amendment is basically technical in nature. So all the views expressed will be duly considered by the Town Planning Board. At this stage, the government does not have any further points to add.
Yeah. Well, do you want to pick it up? Or shall I finish my report and then you can...
Sure.
Why don't I finish the report and then we'll pick up any comments. We then, which is interesting, and I would encourage other task forces to do it, we then considered a couple of conceptual proposals from proponents to improve the functioning and the accessibility of the terminals in terminal buildings in Central, the Central Star Ferry Terminal Building. And the idea here was not necessarily to indicate approval or indicate that we were endorsing what was proposed, but the proponent quite rightly said they were about to embark, understandably said they were about to embark on major studies, major expenditure, and would just like to be sure that the task force was sympathetic, if we may put it that way, to the ideas that they were intending to develop. And as you see there, in both cases, we were sympathetic. But I think it was useful from the proponent's perspective that we were able to feed into the discussion a number of ideas that they could then accommodate, if you like, within their ultimate design proposals. But it's something I would encourage other task forces to consider. People have what they think might be a good idea, encourage them to come, encourage them to share it with us, because then at least we have a feel for what others think might well be achieved on the warfront besides the usual proponents, if you like. So that's essentially the report on the Hong Kong Island. Paul, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, because this is a good time, probably, because, you know, Choma Po is here and I'm here, and a lot of people are here that were in that meeting that we had in Hong Kong Island. KLU was there and some people were there. And it's also been in the public, and the society has been very vocal about it. So I think we should clear the air a little bit on this issue. Number one, I don't think anybody...
Sorry, you're speaking on behalf of
society.
Thank you.
And, you know, I don't think anybody in Hong Kong objects to the PLA vessels berthing at the central waterfront, especially for ceremonial reasons. During the UDS study, it was clearly discussed, and the community had objections and asked a lot of questions. Why do we need a PLA berth there? And it was all clarified to the community at that time that there was an agreement earlier on in 1994 and so on. And the promise from government back was that the structures would be minimized, and it would only be closed when there is a vessel in town. Those were the two promises. In 2002, the drawings were published via, and they were submitted to LegCo. LegCo drawings were there 2003, 2004. Funding was approved. The drawings are there. It was always an open space, and we always knew what the drawings were. There were no surprises. The only surprise we have now is that we are going to change the zoning. And this is where the surprise comes in. For two reasons. One, when we delineate the site, and if we look at the garrison law, and we're looking at the treaty, and we're looking at what we're doing, then if we delineate the site, the moment we delineate the site for military, the site is ceded. It ain't ours anymore. It's gone. And we can only visit the site by the grace of the PLA, which may change by circumstances. It's always been promised as an open space. Being accessed, that is, by the grace of the PLA, there is no established procedure. It's an unknown way of solving the problem. However, we have a very well-established procedure the other way around. If it's open space, the same as the approach road, we can declare it military-restricted zone as and when a vessel is in town. And then the law is clear. The procedures are clear. The guidelines are clear. We can all do our thing. The military has full control over the area. They can use it to exactly for their military use the way they want to use it. However, the other way around, it will always be military, and there is absolutely no established procedure how we're going to arrange public access. It's by the grace of God, or in this case, by the grace of the PLA. And I don't think this is what was ever promised to the community. Not during the consultations at any time was this mentioned. So there is a legitimate expectation on the side of the community that this is open space and the zoning doesn't take place. Now, it is now being rezoned, it's being proposed, but it has never been justified why we cannot have the site military restricted zone. Why do we need to rezone it? It has never been explained why we suddenly have to cede the entire site. We have never explained it to the community and not to this commission, hence the issues being raised. So if you take the 94 treaties being very clear which sites in Hong Kong will go to the PLA, it's very clear, and they will become exclusively PLA. This was never mentioned as of the list on the list of sites to be exclusively ceded to the PLA. So there is a Wensbury unreasonableness to this, the way we see it. And finally, we think it's just unpractical. You have a very well-established procedure called military-restricted zoning, which you can apply. Their procedures are well set. And the other way around, you have no procedures, no guidelines, no ways to giving clarity to the community how you're going to manage it. The only thing that I can see is an issue is who cleans the toilet. Is it the LCSD or the PLA? And if the LCSD cleans it always when it's open space, and then the military takes it over for 3 days, who cleans the toilet? The LCSD continues to clean the toilet if the PLA allows them to. If they think it's a security risk, they can do it. But it's not a problem. You know, those are just very practical issues. So to me, it seems that out of practical concern about maintenance, we're now robbing the community of a site and ceding it to the PLA where there was absolutely no reason to do it. And I think we've got to get that clear. That's where we're coming from. That's where the society comes from, and that's where the 10,000 objections come from in the town planning board, and the 10,000 will become 100,000 objections. Some of them, obviously, because they might have political considerations, but most people for very simple things. Why are you giving away a waterfront site? You promised it to be a waterfront. The final thing on this zoning is the height of the building. What if, Paul, you said yourself and the public, we only have four structures, and it will only be four structures. Then why allow the zoning to be redeveloped the site to a bigger property? Why not restrict it to the four buildings that are there? Again, it is unexplained why we suddenly have to go and expand the permitted buildable space on the site, make it bigger, whatever the size is that is permitted under the 10 MPD, blah, blah, blah. You're allowing it, and it's completely beyond what was promised to the community for years and years of urban design study consultations. The four buildings, what you've promised, was the thing that you're going to be limited to. Why change the zoning? It's so unreasonable. There's no legitimacy to the community. You promised it for years, and now you change it at the last minute without explanation. That's what makes the people upset. So we're not against the PLA. It's not a political thing. We just got to make sure that this site is for the community and nothing will be built on it other than the four structures that are on it. Thank you.
Paul, I mean, what you've basically enumerated is a planning argument, a planning debate, if you like. It seems to me that this is exactly what you should be putting to the Town Planning Board and will be putting to the Town Planning Board.
Sure, but the point three here, Chairman, says that, you know, we have noted that this was only technical in nature. We didn't note this as just technical in nature, Chairman, in our meeting. Your report says we members noted as a technical in nature. We did not. We noted this as a very material change to the waterfront usage and design and the permitted design in the future. It's not what we think is just merely technical nature, because that would mean that we kind of accept it. Oh, it's just a technical thing to mark the line. Marking the line when it comes to military land means you cede the land. Because the way to cede the land is you declare the boundary. Once you declare the boundary, the land is ceded. You don't need a land lease, you don't need anything else. Declare the boundary, the land is the PLA. So this is not just mere technical in nature. So this report, in that sense, we have an issue with, Chairman.
Thank you. Thomas, please.
Mr. Chairman, if you allow me to make a few points to perhaps to clarify the issue as well. Now, first of all, I think as Paul has also alluded to, the Defence Land Agreement has always said there will be a military dock on the central harbour front. And then it was already there when the outline zoning plan was approved in 2000. It's only that the subject, the detailed design of the military berth hasn't been finalized, hasn't been done at that time. So it's demarcated as subject to detailed design. So that's why the change that is now being proposed to the OZP is a technical one, because we have the design of the military dock and the structure being built already, finalized, and the boundary demarcated. So we mark the boundary on the OZP. So that's the technical amendment we are talking about. And I think we should also note that in the course of the past 13 years, ever since the OZP, first OZP being approved, we have in 2002 applied to the Electrical Public Works Subcommittee for the funding to construct as part of the Central and Wan Chai Reclamation Project, Phase 3, to construct the 150-meter military dock for use by the PLA. That has been very clear that there will be this construction, this military dock being constructed. And also, we have on various occasions made it public the commitment by the PLA that the military dock, when it is not for military use, it will be open to public access for use as part of for public enjoyment as part of the waterfront promenade. That commitment remains, and that has already been reiterated by the administration. And also on the military dock design itself, I think members have actually on previous occasions visited the site and to see the actual design of the military dock as it is. And also we have in 2010 presented the design of the military dock and the structures thereon to both the Hong Kong Task Force of the Commission and also to the Central and Western District Council. So all along, this military dock has been explained and also been consulted to the public, to this commission, to relevant stakeholders. And I think members would also recall that in the process of the urban design study about the Central Harbour Front, the issue of the military dock has been debated at length, and the finalized urban design study, the result has clearly demarcated that there will be a military dock on where it is, including the structures that are now being built upon. So from these perspectives, I think what we are now seeing is, or what is now being proposed to in terms of the OZP amendments, what basically to reflect the result of all these years of works, the discussion, the planning, reflecting them on the OZP by way of a technical amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Maggie?
Just very briefly, I wouldn't disagree with any of that. I mean, we did know about it. We have known about it for a long time. Absolutely no problem with what's there. But we didn't know the zoning, and I think that's a rather insensitive zoning if we don't have to have it as strong as that. Because it has given people concerns that they would, you know, that it could be completely redeveloped into a very large building. I don't for a minute believe it will be, but there would be the authority. And it would no longer actually be part of our waterfront, which could then be used by the PLA quite properly, because that was always agreed. Just like the roadway that comes across between Tamar and the waterfront, which has got a different zoning. And I don't really understand why they have to be different zonings, and yet the PLA get what they need out of the lesser one that people have known about, and people know that they can crisscross it, but it will be closed off when they want it. It's exactly the same with this one. People can go to and fro. It may be closed off when they need it. Why do we have to have two different zonings in very much the same place? And one is a lot more, it sounds a lot more dramatic than the other one.
Jim, just if I can just add on two points very briefly. The zoning is a surprise. The design details, exactly as been outlined by the administration just now, have changed over time. But one thing hasn't changed, 20 by 150 meters. From day one, the site area was clear. The only thing that we have in the current zoning proposed that reflects the discussion that has taken place since 2002 is the size. The zoning doesn't reflect the buildings that are on it, because this is 10 meters MPD for the entire Cyprus minor height relaxation. So it doesn't reflect 10 years of discussion at all. It just shows something that is not even there. It's always been defined as open space, but now we suddenly make it military use. That was never discussed. And I've been in every discussion. You have many hours and days of my life in those discussions. I've been them all. Never at once was this discussed as become a military use site, other than for when the vessel is in town. And you have never made any attempt to say that you want to change the zoning, that you had changed the zoning, that you will change the zoning, never ever mentioned. So this is a surprise spring with us. And may I point out to you that there are many things in public open space that are utilities that are managed and maintained by others. The MTR facilities on the Tsim Sha Tsui waterfront appear to dock MTR boats to go and fix the MTR facilities out there. Shaft, fence shaft, whatever. There's lots of stuff in public open space. You don't rezone for it. You don't have to. Those are all kind of utilities that are permitted within the open space. Like, these things are permitted in the open space. Actually, you have built them already without... it's not even clear where you actually were permitted to build them, but as a government, you can do permits on anything. So, your arguments don't make sense. And as long as your arguments don't make sense, you're going to have public opposition. And the moment you have public opposition, you have a fight and a battle you don't want. Why do you rip Hong Kong apart about these things? Why promote this kind of ugly debate in the community when you want harmony and consensus? Why come up with arguments that don't stack up? Because then people will fight you. And then you don't give us a solution either. So I think we're not there yet, and I don't think we're there today, and it doesn't look like but we have clarified each other's position, so I thank you for that opportunity, Chairman.
Thank you. I honestly think this is a debate to be had at the door of the Town Planning Board. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wish to make a few remarks. First of all, this is really a technical amendment, as we have explained in the government statement. Secondly, there are a number of examples Paul have mentioned about the cleansing of toilets, sweeping the floor, this sort of thing. Well, this is technical amendment, technical things again, then the government will deal with it. What I think is important is that, you know, the government proposed the idea to the PLA that when this berth is not going to be used for military purpose, that will be open to the public. And the PLA agree with this arrangement. And we will, you know, take this forward. Well, of course, Paul had mentioned a number of other arguments, and since they have already submitted a representation under the Town Planning Ordinance, I do not think I'm in a position at this very moment to, you know, respond to this. But generally, I just would like to make the remark I just mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you. When will the zoning be heard at the Town Planning Board? Is the date set?
Not yet fixed.
I think you should ask the Town Planning Board Secretary. Mr. Ling is here as a member.
Sorry, apologies. Sorry, he was speaking. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. He's a member of the HC, and right. I don't think he should commit himself to anything related to the work of the Town Planning Board.
I only asked for a date. Sorry. Sorry. Apologies. Can we leave it there? I think this is a planning matter, and it should be dealt with within the confines of the Town Planning Board and the proper processes. Thank you.